I briefly mentioned this story yesterday, and I really wasn't even going to dedicate an entire video to it, but I changed my mind. I had a couple of you guys reach out to me asking me when I was going to get to Adam Schefter, so here we are. The reason I wasn't going to cover this to begin with is because, number one, I just didn't think it was that interesting, and number two, I don't understand what the big deal is. Now, admittedly, I'm not a journalist. I didn't go to journalism school. I went to business school. So I don't know the intricacies and the practices of acceptable journalism. But you know what? Neither does anyone else. There is no such thing as journalism anymore. There are no journalists. The media is full of agenda-driven propagandists who take a nugget of truth and twist it to fit their narrative. And it's not even their narrative. It's the narrative of whatever outlet they're working for. If you work at CNN, you are the lowest form of media. Your narrative is to lie about everything and hope no one finds out, which in most cases, no one will find out because very, very few people watch CNN or go to CNN for their news. If you work at ESPN, you guys know the narrative at ESPN. It's all about the evil white man in the alphabet community. There used to be actual journalism at ESPN. They started hiring people like Jemele Hill. Once you get infected with a fungus like Jemele Hill, it is almost impossible to eradicate it. It's like the shingles. Have you ever known someone who suffered from shingles? It's this really nasty growth on your skin. I mean, they're disgusting. They're also very painful. There is no cure for the shingles. You can only maintain it, wait for it to go away. But they eventually come back. Same situation at ESPN. They have a permanent case of the shingles. You guys know that I am not in the business of coming to the defense of people who work at ESPN. And I find it ironic that Adam Schefter was on SportsCenter Monday night talking about the highly offensive emails from John Gruden. They were just homophobic, misogynistic, hateful. This man clearly has a problem, and his values are not in line with my personal values or the values of the NFL. Yeah, sure. The NFL has one value, money. That's all they care about. Like I said, I am not in the business of defending people like Adam Schefter. But this fake outrage about him is the definition of hypocrisy. Article in the Sporting News. They accused Adam Schefter of not being fair and balanced in his reporting. Let me ask you something. Is there any media outlet in 2021 that has fair and balanced reporting? What the hell is there to be so upset about with this story? I'll just give you a brief summary of what Adam Schefter did. He was putting together a story on the NFL labor dispute back in 2011, 10 years ago. Bruce Allen, who at the time worked in the front office for the Redskins, was one of Adam Schefter's sources for the article. He sent Bruce Allen a rough draft, asking him to proof it for him, making sure that he was factually correct in his reporting. The fake outrage is coming from the fact that, number one, he sent it to Bruce Allen to proof, and number two, he called him Mr. Editor. My first reaction when I saw this story yesterday morning was, who cares? I mean, this is clearly a joke. Can't anyone take a joke anymore? He was calling him Mr. Editor as a joke. If you spent all your time on social media, the answer to that question, can anyone take a joke anymore, would be no. But social media is not real. The people that use social media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they're not real. They have one purpose in life: convert oxygen to carbon dioxide. That is it. That's all they're good for. They look for things that they can spin, and then they pretend to get upset about it. Normal, everyday people, people like you and me, we can still take a joke. I think there are a lot more people like us than the losers on social media. But the losers get more attention because they have the loudest voice. And they have the loudest voice because they have enough time to be loud. The rest of us are too busy to get in our feelings over an email Adam Schefter sent 10 years ago. Roger Goodell and the NFL front office have really screwed themselves with this investigation into the Redskins. This damn investigation was supposed to be about Dan Snyder, and the front office in Washington. It was supposed to be about sexual assault allegations and other shit. I cannot imagine what Roger Goodell and the NFL have uncovered in the 650,000 emails they supposedly went through, but it has got to be bad. It must be really bad, because all they've been doing this week is deflecting. We haven't heard one peep about Dan Snyder or the Washington Redskins in this investigation. All we're getting are victims of collateral damage. John Gruden's career ruined, and he wasn't even being investigated. Now they're trying to throw Adam Schefter into the mix. He wasn't part of the damn investigation either. The NFL is pulling an old trick that the government uses all the time. Get people to pay attention to things that don't pertain to the actual investigation so they'll forget about the reason the investigation launched to begin with. The NFL continues to deny that they're leaking emails to the media, and you can believe that if you want. If you do believe it, shoot me a DM on Twitter, because I have a nice home with a nice pool. I want to sell you in Antarctica. I don't see what Adam Schefter did wrong here. If you want a real investigation, why don't we launch an investigation into media corruption? The media in this country, which is supposed to keep the government in check, is nothing but state-run media. It's no better than the media in China. And what do they expect Adam Schefter to do here? What the hell is he supposed to do? Issue one of those fake-ass apologies? I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but I'm really not sorry. I'm just saying that so you'll shut the hell up. The truth is, by Saturday, 48 hours from now, all of this will be forgotten. No one will be talking about it, because there's no story here. This happened 10 years ago. This is just another example of woke Twitter outrage. That's it. Adam Schefter, I think Adam Schefter did issue an apology now that I think about it, which is always, always the wrong move. Even if you're in the wrong, which I don't think he was, you never apologize to the woke mob. These people are not worth an apology. You apologize to someone that you have personally wronged. For instance, if John Gruden apologized to Demaurice Smith, that is an acceptable apology. But Adam Schefter apologizing to some asshole on Twitter that he's never met, never will meet? I don't like it. I don't give a shit if I hurt your feelings or not. Matter of fact, I hope I do. More people need their feelings hurt. More people need to be given an honest opinion. Apologizing to these people, it just gives them more power. Power that they don't deserve. Anyway, you guys let me know what you think of this big news involving Adam Schefter. Do you think he did anything wrong here? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.